这个是最难翻译的 用广东话说，今天潘教授叫一个腿，
一
个腿，一个腿，
一个腿，one foot kick
啊，前面有带领敬拜，
I was privileged to lead the worship，
然后有翻译
，and then I hope to translate well，
那么后面还有带领主日学。
And hopefully you come to our Sunday school.
求神加添我们长辈的力量。
May God give me strength.
下面我们也谢谢所有在我们中间的儿童孩子们，可爱的孩子们和爸爸妈妈一起来同心的敬拜。
We also want to thank all the young parents who brought all their children, lovely children, to worship with us.
我们知道在教会的敬拜不是所有的时候都是一进门，大人到这边，孩子到那边。
We know that all the worship services are not like today that adults come to this one place and then children go to another place.
我们一个月当中确实有一段时间是一家人能够坐在一起即使用不同的语言来同心的敬拜主。
And once a month we have this kind of a joint congregation in which we are using different languages for different congregations.
但是同时当然我们也有专门给孩子们适合他们的这个信息也有适合大人的信息，那现在就到了We dismiss children the time.
Okay, we can dismiss our lovely children.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. 谢谢。
我们也特别感谢我们所有忠心服侍的儿童主日学的老师们。
We also want to thank you for all the services of the children's Sunday school teachers.
Yeah, thank you, boys and girls.
Thank you. 谢谢。
好，我们其余的弟兄姊妹，请在主面前肃立，我们一同来攻读圣经主的话语。
Let's rise. We want to read the word of God together.
我们先读中文，再读英文。这一次的经文稍微的长一点点。
We first read in Chinese, a little bit long, and then we'll repeat in English.
哥林多后书九章六到十五节：少种的少收，多种的多收，这话是真的。个人要随本心所酌定的，不要做难。不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的，神能将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能多行各样善事，如经上所记，他施舍钱财，筹济贫穷，他的仁义存到永远。那赐种给撒种的，赐粮给人吃的，必多多加给你们种地的种子，又增添你们仁义的果子，叫你们凡事富足，可以多多施舍，就借着我们使感谢归于神。因为办这供给的事，不但补圣徒的缺乏，而且叫许多人越发感谢，他们从这供给的事上得了凭据，知道你们承认基督，顺服他的福音，多多的捐钱给他们和众人，便将荣耀归于神。他们也因神极大的恩赐显在你们心里，就切切地想念你们，为你们祈祷，感谢神，因他有说不尽的恩赐。 Now let's read in English. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 6 through 15. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart.Not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. For it is written, He has dispersed abroad, He has given to the poor, His righteousness endures forever. Now may He who supplies seed to the sower,and bread for food, supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. While you are enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us to God, for the administration of this service not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also is abounding through many thanksgivings to God. Well, through the proof of this ministry, they glorify God for the obedience of your confession to the gospel of Christ, and for your liberal sharing with them and all men. And by their prayer for you, who long for you because of the exceeding grace of God in you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. 大家请坐。
Please be seated.
求神大大赐福每一位攻读神话语的人。
May God bless his word and his reading.
今天我们要讲题目叫做众财宝的祝福。
Today's topic is victory in the Lord, the blessings of sowing treasure.
啊，弟兄姊妹，知道我们在周报当中，在代祷事项当中，我们已经报告啊，我们7808建堂一期工程开始来正式的推动。
Have you seen in the church announcement that the 7808 project building is already begun?
所以我不知道啊，是不是有的弟兄姊妹就会想啊，那所以今天的信息就是为了这个预备的，鼓励弟兄姊妹来任现。
Maybe you're thinking that today's messages is for the pledge for this project.
确实到最后我们会讲到关于我们的建堂任现。
And yeah, definitely we'll talk about this building project.
但是弟兄姊妹知道我们已经很长一段时间一同来思想哥林多后书这个系列正道的信息。
But we know that we have been meditating on this passage from 2 Corinthians for a long time.
那今天正好就讲到这里了。
But today it turned out that the topic is on this particular passage.
所以如果要是有这个预先的安排，
If it's whatever prearranged,
那也是神为我们安排的。
It is prearranged by the Lord.
啊，因为大家知道这中间我们还有一些讲道的调整，时间的这个调整啊等等。
We have to move the topics of the sermon around.
啊，那么这一段的经文，哥林多后书第九章这段的经文6到15节讲的是什么呢？
What does this passage in 2 Corinthians talk about?
啊，我们知道保罗从马其顿有差遣提多，还有不止提多，还有另外至少两位三位的弟兄要去哥林多。
We know that from Macedonia, Paul has sent Titus and also a couple brothers to Corinth.
催促那里的教会把一项特别奉献预备妥当。
Because of the church there was preparing an offering.
那这奉献呢是哥林多教会在一年以前就应许为耶路撒冷教会的需要筹集的。
This offering was prepared by the church in Corinth.One year ago,
保罗在这里鼓励哥林多教会的信徒乐捐，努力的奉献。
Paul was here encouraging the Corinthian Christians to give favorably and generously.
那么这段经文也用种和收啊作为比喻来表明一个道理。
And so this passage was using sowing and reaping.
神给我们金钱奉献的权利是一种极大的祝福。
And God was giving us this gift of giving as a blessing.
因为我们知道只有基督徒啊，那么才有这样一个，原谅我这样说，有这样一个权利来奉献在神国的事工上面。
May I say that we Christians are the only people who have the privilege of giving to the Lord's work.
多年以前，曾经有一位慕道的朋友，有一次突然递给我一张支票。
And many years ago, there was a seeker who gave me a check.
他说啊，牧师，那个把这个给你，你帮我投在奉献箱里面，我要给教会做奉献。
And he said, please put this check into the offering box of the church. It is something I want to give to the church.
那我就和他分享，我说谢谢你。
And I say thank you.
但是在教会里面，这个金钱也是分别为圣来。会给主做神国的圣工。
But we know that this money that's given to the church is sanctified for the work of God.
那么没有别的意思，但是呢，因为你目前还没有信主。
There's no other meaning of it, but because you are not believers as yet.
所以你可以先这个等一等，好吗？
So please wait on your offer.
我表示说不要完全拒绝他，我说一般我是碰碰钱，但这张的支票我帮你拿着。
I will hold this check for you.
你信主那一天，我一定把它奉献出来，摆到奉献箱里面去。
A day when you become baptized, I will definitely put this check into the offering box.
那感谢主，这位慕道的朋友，他心很柔软，很谦卑啊，他这个完全的明白理解，他说好的。
And then this seeker has a very gentle heart, and he really understood.
那后来真的，他信主那一天，不久就信主了，我就把这个支票就立刻奉献了。
And then soon afterwards, he became a Christian. Then I put the check in the offering box.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们作为基督徒，我们有这个金钱奉献的权利，那是一种极大的祝福。
And so, brothers and sisters, we having the privilege of giving, this is a great blessing.
在每一个礼拜教会收奉献的时候，实际上我们应该有一个提醒：这个奉献是基督徒来收。如果您还没有信主，请先不要往这个奉献袋里带钱。
So every week when we are presented the chance of offering, we know that this is a privilege. If you are not a Christian yet, please refrain from doing it.
第二点，我们有奉献的能力，也是一种极大的祝福。
And we know that also we have this privilege of giving is also a blessing to others.
第三点，我们的奉献也会带给神国的事工和他人极大的祝福。
Because our offering is going to give other people a blessing and a blessing to God's kingdom.
那么这个众财宝的祝福到底有多少呢？
And what is the treasure of our blessing?
从今天我们所读的这段经文，我们至少能够看到叫做 tenfold, 有十方面的祝福。
From what we are reading today, we know there's at least a tenfold yield of what we are offering.
所以弟兄姊妹一听，哇，就要讲十点，我们又是联合崇拜，这要讲到什么时候？
So I have to talk about 10 times, and I know it's going to be long.
我们会比较快。
And we will be very quick.
好，那么呢，在看这十点之前，我们刚才提到在一年多以前，哥林多教会的信徒，他们实际上就已经定义要奉献了。
We just mentioned that the Corinthian church has prepared this particular offering 1 year ago.
那这是哥林多前书。
This is First Corinthians.
在哥林多前书的最后一章，
in the last chapter of First Corinthians,
这里也有关于奉献的教导。
And it's also talking about giving.
使徒保罗在这里给哥林多教会讲说，论到为圣徒捐钱，我从前怎样吩咐加拉太的众教会，你们也当怎样行。
So now concerning the collection of the saints, and I have given the instruction for you as in the churches of Galatia.
每逢七日的第一日，个人要照自己的进项抽出来留着，免得我来的时候献凑。
So for the first of the week of each one of you, should prepare that so that we don't have to come and collect them at that time.
及至我来到了，你们写信举荐谁，我就打发他们把你们的捐资送到耶路撒冷去。
And when I come, whoever you have approved for your letters, then I will send him to bring the offering to you.
若我也该去，他们也可以和我同去。
And if it's fitting for me to go with them, I'll go with them.
那么我们看到这一段就知道这个背景，我们刚才所提到，因为在耶路撒冷当时有之前就有这个大的饥荒，所以耶路撒冷的教会信徒有很大的需要。
And you know that right before this time, the church in Jerusalem was experiencing a famine, so they have a great need.
保罗在各处的教会鼓励教会的信徒来为耶路撒冷的教会来做奉献。
So Paul was encouraging all the churches in that area to give offering to support the church in Jerusalem.
哥林多教会他们早就定义说我们愿意这样来做。
The Corinthian church already promised to do so.
那么使徒保罗就提醒他们要细水长流，一到主日敬拜，七日的第一日，大家注意是礼拜天，是主日。
So Paul was reminding them to be prepared the first day of the week.
那么在自己的奉献我们 regular 一般的奉献之外，还要有这样一个这样一个爱心的一个奉献。
This love offering was on top of your tithe.
那么免得保罗到的时候呢，再献凑。
And then, so that the poor doesn't have to come, and then you have to gather the money extra.
那么到了写哥伦后书的时候，他们这个要奉献的钱呢，答应了，但是还没有能够凑得齐。
But when the Second Corinthians, when Paul wrote that, the church already got the money, but it's not really ready yet.
所以保罗在写后书的时候，就再一次的鼓励他们，提醒他们。
So when Paul wrote the Second Corinthians, he reminded them again.
啊，这是这段的背景。
And so you can see the background of this passage.
那么我们这十重的啊 ，tenfold 这个的祝福是哪十重呢
？There are tenfold blessing. You can see it right here.
啊，都在这一段的经文当中，多多收获的祝福。
And the blessings of reap generously.
蒙神喜悦的祝福。
Blessings of God's favor.
各样恩惠的祝福
Blessing of all grace,
凡事充足的祝福
Blessing in all need,
多行善事的祝福
Blessing in all good works,
仁义永存的祝福
Blessings of eternal righteousness,
供给圣徒的祝福
Blessings of supplying to saints,
灵命成长的祝福
Blessings of spiritual growth,
团契代祷的祝福
Blessings of fellowship and prayer,
荣耀归主的祝福
Blessing of glory to God.
那我们就一个一个来看
Let's take a look at that individually.
第一叫做多多收获的祝福
The first one is blessing of reap generously.
啊，我们今天看的啊，就是个重财宝的这个福气祝福
That's the money that is rewarding.
啊，那么呢，保罗就引用了一句话，说少种的少收。多种的多收
And Paul uses this proverb, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully.
保罗呢常常用人所知道的一些不同的行业来打比方
And Paul always uses common example.
比如说当时有很多的士兵他就属灵全副军装啊等等这样子用士兵来打比方
So at that time there were a lot of Roman soldiers. He uses Roman soldier as an example.
那罗马帝国他们整个的文化继承希腊文化，很喜欢体育竞技运动。
So the Roman Hellenistic culture emphasizes on sports. So he used sports.
那么保罗呢就常常用在场上奔跑比武，这个就是体育比赛的意思，来打比方。
So Paul uses the sports competition to symbolize the Christian life.
那么那个时代有许多的农夫，保罗也常常用农夫的工作来打比方。
And there were a lot of farmers at that time, so Paul uses farming also.
那种过地的人都知道，在那里辛苦的栽种、插秧等等，那么到一天怎么样啊？这个收获就能够得到。
And you know, as a farmer, you sow very difficultly and hard work, and then one day you're expecting a great harvest.
我好像以前有问过弟兄姊妹，有人。种过稻插过秧种过小麦吗撒过种
Anybody who has been farming before?
没有啊哎呦
sowing
我们的 Craig 美国弟兄
and brother, and maybe a son has,
还有我们黄弟兄
and brother Huang
各家很多人后院都有种菜吧
I know that you have planted vegetables in the garden
这个有吗举个手哎，这个就不少啊！哎，那好，那么我们大家都知道，圣经里还有一句话叫做“人种的是什么，收的也是什么”，对不对
？The Bible also said, "Whatever you sow, you reap."
啊，那我种多少，收多少
？And also he said that what how much you sow, how much you reap.
哎，那圣经呢，就把金钱奉献看作比喻作是我们栽种。
And the Bible uses sowing and reaping as an example of offering.
哎，这个比喻很有意思。
And this is a very meaningful example.
因为很多时候我们觉得我们，哎呀，这个捐钱出去，把这个钱给出去，给出去就给出去了。
You know that sometimes we think that we give up the money to something else.
但我给出去，我自己就损失了。
And you lost something when you gave something.
是不是啊？大家算这个数学都是这样算的吗
？This is a math that you and I are familiar with.
看看我这个账户里面，写上一张支票，捐出去、奉献出去等等，那我这个余额就少了一些。
And you deducted the amount from your checking account.
那圣经的观点不是这样子的。
But this is not the biblical idea of giving.
圣经的观点，当我们给神的时候，实际上是我们在栽一个种子。
The Bible says when you are giving to God, you are sowing something.
那你在那个种子，这个种子它就会有收获。
And then the seed will blossom, will be reaping.
种的多，收的就多。
And whatever you sow bountifully, you also reap bountifully.
所以这是第一个。我们种财宝，那么怎么样呢？多多收获，有这种的祝福。
If you sow treasure, you reap treasure.
Yeah. 第二点
the second one,
叫做蒙神喜悦的祝福。
Blessings of God's favor.
这个跟着后书呢，第九章的第七节这一段经文的第二节。
Second Corinthians 9:7.
那这个第二节呢，说个人要随本心所酌定的，不要作难，不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的。
Let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful heart.
有哪一个基督徒不愿意蒙神的喜悦呢？
Is there anyone who doesn't want God's favor?
就像哪一个孩子不愿意讨爸爸妈妈的欢心呢？
Is there any children that doesn't want to please their parents?
当然了，我记得我那个青少年时期很反叛的时候，就叛逆就惹爸爸妈妈生气。
I know when I was a youthful rebellious, I don't like to please my parents.
但是一个好的孩子一定都愿意怎么样让爸爸妈妈更高兴。
And if you have a good child, you want to please your parents.
那么一个捐得乐意的人就是蒙神喜悦的。
And the person who gives cheerfully is the one who has God's favor.
那这里呢，我们要稍微的多讲一两句。
I want to just say a few more words here.
我在去其他的教会的服事，有时候看到他们那个奉献袋上呢，也印着这句话捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱。
And many churches use this verse on the offering box.
那么讲到关于这个十一奉献的这个题目的时候我们知道本来在教会当中这个题目是带有一点的挑战性。
And when we always preach on the topic of tithing, it's always a challenging topic.
这个挑战性还不是说对会众挑战性，首先是对讲员的挑战性。
The challenge is not only to the congregation, but to the pastoral staff.
在有的教会，我说有的教会牧师上台一讲这个金钱奉献。
And some churches, when the pastor talk about tithing,
底下就有个别的声音个别的声音。
And there are a lot of grumbling in the congregation.
这个牧师跟我们要钱了。
And the pastor is warning us to give money.
所以这个对讲员讲这个是有挑战性的。
And so this topic is always a challenge to the preacher.
所以我出去带这个退休会、春令会、夏令会等等如果我讲到这个金钱奉献的题目那么当地教会的牧师就很高兴。
And every time when I go as an itinerary preacher to other churches, the local pastor always are pleased.
前几个礼拜去带一个春令会，然后呢，我还跟他们开玩笑，我说反正我这个外来讲员讲完就走了。
And you know that I was preaching another church a few weeks ago, and then I told them when I preach about tithing, I'll go.
自己教会牧师讲的时候，就哎呀，这个牧师好像跟我们要钱一样的。
And then if you are a local pastor talking about that, he's always there every Sunday.
大家一定要注意传道人
Let's notice this topic.
传道人讲这个金钱奉献不是跟大家要钱。
And we preach on tithing is not we want to get money from you.
如果说有人向大家要钱，这个人
If anyone wants to get money from you,
这个人是谁呢？
And who would that be?
保罗是吧
It's Paul.
也不是保罗
It's not Paul either.
是谁
It's who?
弟兄姊妹是谁
It's who?
是神自己
It's God himself.
是神自己
It's God himself.
在圣经当中神他自己多次的讲到金钱奉献的重要性
And in the Bible, God always talk about the importance of giving.
那么呢我们弟兄姊妹很多人我也知道在这个金钱奉献上面我们各自多多少少可能有一些挣扎。
And you know, this is giving in church is always a struggle for many of us.
那么有的时候一讲到金钱奉献，大家就会提这一句：捐得乐意的是神所喜爱的。
And every time you talk about giving, you always talk about don't give grudgingly. And if you don't do that, then it will be God's favor.
那么在有的教会的这个奉献信封上就印着：捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的。
And many church in the offering envelope always printed this particular verse.
其实呢，如果我们去看这段圣经上下文，保罗讲这句话指的还不是我们的 tithing， 不是我们的十一奉献。
And you look at the context of this passage, it's not really talking about tithing.
它指的是十一奉献之外的爱心奉献。
This is in regard to loving offering, love offering beyond the tithe.
啊，是捐到教会以外帮助其他的教会的这个信徒，是一种特别的奉献。
It's the additional offering you give to other churches on top of what you are tithing to your own church.
啊，但是当然这个原则对不对呢？是非常对的。捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的。
But the principle of a cheerful giving is always applied.
啊，那我们在神面前，如果要是在金钱奉献上面，我们还有一些的距离要走的话。
There's a distance between what the Bible teaches and what you're actually doing.
那么我们信徒当有一种态度和祷告是怎样的呢？
Then what should we do in terms of a prayerful manner?
有一种的态度是主啊求你保守我一颗不愿意的心。
Now, one manner is that the Lord just give me an unwilling heart.
因为只要我不愿意就不用奉献那么多。
If I'm not willing, I don't have to give.
那么还有一种的祷告。
And there's another kind of prayer too.
我是听到有的弟兄姊妹真的是这样祷告。
I've heard many brothers and sisters actually do this kind of prayer.
说主啊在金钱奉献上实话说我乐意的心还不够。
And Lord, in this particular financial stewardship, I still don't have enough a willing heart.
求神帮助我，让我更加的乐意。
And help me to be more willing to give.
我想这后一种的态度是神更喜悦的。
And I believe the second type of prayer is more pleasing to the Lord.
也是更 biblical, 符合圣经的。
It's all more biblical.
在马可福音九章第二十四节那里讲一个故事啊。
Matthew 9:24 talks about a story.
那里呢有一个从小害癫痫的孩子，他的父亲来找耶稣，求耶稣医治这个孩子癫痫。
There was an epileptic child who was sick for a long time, and he asked his dad come to Jesus for help.
那耶稣就对这个父亲讲了一句话，大家记得他讲了什么？
And you know what Jesus told this parent?
在信的人怎么样？凡事都能。
Those who believe can do all things.
那这个孩子父亲他就立刻就喊着说，他说我信，但我信不足，求主帮助。
And the child's father said to Jesus, said, I believe, yet I believe not enough.
那这一句的祷告是蒙神悦纳的。我们
this prayer is pleasing to the Lord.
那关于我们乐意的心，我们也同样可以到主面前这样来祷告。
Even though we don't believe enough, we can also pray to God for that.
主啊我乐意的心不够求你帮助我让我更加乐意。
I don't have enough of a willing heart. Please help me, Lord.
弟兄姊妹们说到关于这个十一奉献实际上这个要求是更严格一点。
And talk about the tithing, we can talk about this is actually more strict than this tithing requirement.
我和大家以前分享过我在国内有一次一个地方讲到我就说关于十一奉献然后呢这个教会的这个传道人说不能说十一奉献得说十一当纳。
Okay, and then I talk about tithing in other place, and this is something that is a one-tenth requirement.
我说您说的对确实是本来是当纳你说这个美国人教会他们也是把 tithing and offering 分得很清楚的。
And the American churches distinguish between tithing and offering.
Tithe 是指的是我们的十分之一的奉献是 tithe 的意思。
Type meaning the tenth requirement.
那么 above and beyond 的超过十分之一的叫做 offering.
And then beyond that is offering.
那我就跟这位这个弟兄说，我说你讲的绝对是对的。不过呢，原谅我们北美教会的软弱，我们能做到十分之一已经不错了。
And then I told this Chinese pastor that what you said is right, but we American churches.Weak.
所以我们就不严格的区分十一当纳和奉献了。
So we don't distinguish between the one-tenth requirement and offering.
那您看这个路加福音第十一章，实际上主耶稣呢就讲到这件事情，他说你们法利赛人有祸了。
And you can see in the book of Luke 11:42 that woe unto you, the Pharisees.
因为你们讲薄荷茴香并各样菜蔬献上十分之一。
And you give one-tenth of the herb and grasses but
那公义爱神的事反倒不行了。
But you pass by justice and love of God.
这原是你们当行的，那也是不可不行的。
But this you ought to do, but those without leaving the others undone.
啊，所以主耶稣教导说，这两样事情都是要做的，当做的。
Jesus was teaching both the requirement of tithing and also on top of the love offering is required.
那回到这里，如果有弟兄姊妹说，现在我乐意心情不够呢，不要勉强你自己。
But、
不要勉强自己。
If you are not really willing, and I don't want to force yourself.
啊，在主面前就一件事情，就来祷告，求主你先加增我乐意的心，让我甘心乐意的去为神国摆上
工作。So you just have to pray in front of the Lord that the Lord, I'm willing, but help me of more of my unwillingness.
啊，第三点叫各样恩惠的祝福。
And the third one is blessings of all grace.
第八节啊，神能将各样的恩惠多多的。加给你们。
And God is able to make all grace abound for you.
啊，那这个各样的恩惠啊，指的是这个原文是恩典，是指的是什么呢？是我们本来不配得的，但神却要白白给我们的各样的礼物。
What does the grace mean? It means undeserved favor.
那弟兄姊妹，我们得到的最大的恩典是什么呀？
And what is the greatest favor we have?
讲到这个舍与得呀，谁舍得最多啊？
And who is given more?
耶稣基督在我们还做罪人的时候，我们根本不配得、不当得的时候，他就为我们钉十字架流血舍身，白白的把这个救恩赐给了我们。
Jesus Christ has given up his life when we are all undeserved sinners.
在今天这个世上，有哪一样我们是当得的呢？
Is there anything we deserve to get on this earth?
有时候讲到我常常喜欢讲这样一句话呀。
And many times I want to preach on this particular word.
弟兄姊妹，任何比地狱好的都是恩典啊。
Anything beyond or better than hell is better in this world.
It's grace.
It's grace.
啊，我们真的不配任何的事情。
We don't deserve anything.
但是神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
But God so loved the world, he gave us his only begotten son.
叫一些信他的不至灭亡，
and all whoever that believes,
反得
will have everlasting life,
永生，
will not perish.
当我们甘心乐意的去种财宝的时候，
when we are willing to give and to sow the seed of treasure,
神让我们更多的看到他的恩惠和他的恩典，
and God will reveal to us more of his grace.
那么从另外一个方面啊，我们感到好像更加的实际的，神给我们一个应许，说叫你们凡事充足。
And here it said that you have all sufficiency in all things.
我们有属灵的救恩，我们有跟主亲密的关系，我们有神儿女的名分，我们有属天的平安、喜乐等等等等。
We are enriched in every aspect of our life.
这里他更讲说，你们所需要的一切也充足。
And he said that you have all sufficiency in all things.
我们都知道这个道理，圣经当中没有任何其他地方神说你可以来试试我。
And then there is no other place in the Bible said that you should test me.
唯独一个地方就是关于金钱奉献上，神说你来试试我。
And the only place is that when you are actually offering money to God, God said you test me.
你试试看我是不是把更多的各方面的需要充足的给你，让你上尖下流，无处可容。
God said that you can test me. If you give more, I will give you more back.
所以这个地方，这个凡事充足是很具体的。
And here is all sufficiency and all things is really concrete, practical.
弟兄姊妹，我们所得到的祝福，一方面有平安、喜乐，有我们灵命的这个增长，后面我会看到。
And then, not only in our daily life, but in our spiritual life, we can see that.
另一方面，我们每日所需。
And also in everything we need every day.
一切的恩典。
All grace sufficient.
神都供给我们。
And he is providing that for us.
唯一的一个问题就是，我们肯不肯真的来试一试看。
The only question for you and me is, are we willing to test God?
那么如果要是我们在这方面做的不够的时候呢，我们就在跟神说两件事情。
If we don't do enough here, we are telling God two things.
那第一个就是怎么样啊？
First,
主啊，你的话不够信实。
And the first is, I don't quite believe what you said, Lord.
我种这个财宝种下去可能长不出来。
And what I sow may not grow.
那我奉献出去呢，我这边就亏了。
And what I give up, I really give up.
第二点，我们在跟神说，说实际上这个东西我掌管在我自己手里。
The second thing is what I give is actually owned by me.
主啊，你不是那一位的供给者。
You are not the one who provides.
我自己是供给者，我是掌管者。
I am the lord of my own property.
好，下面我们来看第五点。
The fifth point,
多行善事的祝福。
A blessing in all some good works.
那么这个多行善事啊，我们来看第八节还有第十一节。
And the verses 8 and 11.
可以多行善事，可以多多的施舍。
And then we can have grace to give more.
就是在这个highlight 这个地方啊，我们把它有标出来。Have abundance for every good work.
We can have abundance in every good work.
那么第十一节这个地方呢，说 for all liberality.
And all liberality.
这个呢是 New King James 的一个翻译。
This is a New King James translation.
那么如果对照我们看一下这个比较注重语句通顺，但是对原文的忠诚度有时候稍微差一点的这个 NIV 的翻译。
The NIV is a more practical translation.
那这个地方它的翻译还是不错的。他说什么呢？ You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. 这个就不用翻译。他意思就是说我们这个和合本翻译的这个意思可以多多施舍。
It's more like the Chinese version.
一个甘心乐意的种财宝的人。
And the person who is giving,who is sowing treasure lovingly.
是一个多行善事的人。
Is a man or woman who is willing to give all in all liberality.
那么当我们多行善事
When we do all good works,
是不是一个祝福
Is it a good blessing?
当我们能够多多的施舍是不是一个祝福
If we are willing, are we able to give more, is it a blessing?
弟兄姊妹请你想一想
Please think about that.
这是一种心态的转变。
This is an attitude change.
刚才我们讲，如果我说这一切全都是我的，me, me, 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 me.
If everything you are concerning about me, 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 me.
那么当我们奉献出去的时候呢，那确实就很痛苦啊。
And then when you are giving up some of that, it is very painful.
但是若是我们说，我愿意遵照神的心意而做，愿意做他喜悦的事情，那我们给的越多，实际上我们自己就越感恩越高兴。
If we are willing to do what God told you, then you will be pleasing and happy when you give more.
曾经有人问过说，这个十一奉献是税前的税后的
？And then many people said that this would be a gross income or net income for the tithe.
我们这里还不是讲这个爱心奉献啊、宣教奉献啊等等额外的奉献、建堂奉献啊。不是讲这些额外奉献，我们就讲到这个 tithing 啊，十一当纳这个话题。
We are only talking about tithing instead of love offering.
有的人就比较这个钻牛角尖，到底是税前税后的
？And many people ask the question: Is it gross income or net income?
这方面其实有几个角度去看的。
And you can look at it in several perspectives.
第一个哈，弟兄姊妹们，税后的其实也是有道理的。
And if it's a net income, it may be reasonable.
为什么呢？因为我们看在旧约当中，旧约啊，他们是献给，比如说献给神初熟的果子啊，献十分之一。
And in Old Testament, you know that they offer up the first fruits, one tenth.
是收到仓里的献十分之一，对不对
？It's whatever they have collected in the warehouse, one tenth.
收到仓里的是他地的出产的全部吗
？Well, whatever you put in the warehouse, is it all there is and the harvest?
这个考大家这个圣经读的仔细不仔细。
And I hope you can read the Bible carefully.
神跟以色列人说呀，说你收割你这个田地庄稼的时候，有些地方你不能收干净，对不对
？And the Bible says that when you reap from the field, you don't reap everything from the field.
田角的、地头的不要收。
And at the edges of the farm, you don't reap.
收的过程中掉在地上的你捡不捡
？And whatever fruits that fall on the ground, you don't pick.
不捡。
You don't.
这些为什么不捡啊
why don't you pick them?
对了不是浪费而是怎么样啊
It is not waste.
你们中间有穷人让穷人去收让穷人去捡
It is for the poor people to gather them.
这是神的一种的爱心爱意这也是当时的一种的我们今天可以叫做一个 social welfare 一种的福利
It is a kind of social welfare in God's society.
哎，那今天当然我们其实我们交的税收有一部分也是做同样的事情，对不对？
And you know the taxes you have given to the government is used partially for that.
所以因此我们说，按照税后奉献有没有一定的道理呢？有一定的道理。
So if you say that one tenth is for the net income, it may be reasonable.
哎，但是同时我们也要注意，弟兄姊妹。
But at the same time, you should notice another thing.
哎，这样一种的态度，有的人有时候，别人去这个钻牛角尖，那别人呢也。回一句说，你要神的祝福是要税前还是税后的？
And then whatever blessing you want to get from God, is it from your gross income or your net income?
神都没有给我们算这些。
And God did not compute so diligently with you.
把他命全都给了我们啊。
He gave us his life.
那我们在这里算呢？如果要是算的话，我最喜欢的一种回答，一个角度，有一位弟兄说，我的奉献是税前的。十一奉献是税前的。
And then one brother told me that my tithe is based on my gross income.
为什么呢？他说因为这样神能得到更多。
Because God can get more.
就这么简单。
This is so simple.
那我能够多多的捐，这是好的事情。
And then the ability for me to give more is a blessing.
感谢赞美神。
Thanks be unto God.
第六点。
The sixth.
仁义永存的祝福。
Blessings of eternal righteousness.
啊，第九节第十节，他的
nine and ten，
我们就看 highlight 的地方哈、啊，高光的地方，他的仁义存到永远。
The righteousness endures forever.
然后第十节又加增你们仁义的果子。
The fruits of your righteousness increased.、
啊、前面第九节的这个他是说现在他的仁义，这指的是他是谁
？And what does he mean here?
那他是谁
？He who does he refer to？
首要的弟兄姊妹指的是神自己。
He actually originally meant God。
神他自己施舍钱财，筹集贫穷。
And God himself was giving up himself and to feed the poor。
神的仁义存到永远。
God's righteousness will last forever。
但是同时
，But at the same time，
我们自己要不要做？
Do we have to do it the same?
我们自己要不要施舍钱财筹集贫穷？
And do we have to give the money out to help the poor?
你相不相信当你这样做的时候，你的仁义会存到永远？
When you do such a thing, do your fruit of righteousness last forever?
我们千万要注意啊，不要说啊，神啊，反正你去做了，这事都是你做的，那我就不用做了。
And then when you don't want to share your responsibility to God, this is what you got to do, not me.
没有，神是这样说的。
No, God did not say that.
神说我通过你来做。
I use you to carry out my will.
我通过你来给。
I give through you.
所以其实弟兄姊妹，当我们做奉献的时候呢
？So, brother and sister, when we give,
老实讲，有时候我们说 I give to God, I give to God. 我给神，我给神。这个本身当然也是对的。
And I know that when you say you give to God is correct.
其实从另外一个角度来说，也是神在给，是神通过我在给。
But another perspective is God giving through you.
因为我所有的都是神的。
Because whatever I own is God.
他是主人，我不是主人。
He is the Lord, not me.
神让我给多少，我就给多少。
God wants me to give how much, I'll give how much.
我是他施恩的管道。
I am the vessel of his blessing.
但是这个施恩的管道他自己会蒙福。
But the vessel itself would be blessed.
我的主人有什么福气，我是他的仆人，我也同样有这个福气。
And my master has the blessing, and then I'm his servant, I will also be blessed.
所以到了第十节就说了，增添你们仁义的果子。这个你们仁义的果子，你们指的是谁啊？
And verse 10 about that said, your fruits of spirit, your is a plural number.
很清楚。就是信徒我们
了。
仁义永存，当我们来奉献的时候
When we give,
表明我们有一个不同的眼光。
And we have a different perspective.
世人呢把财宝都积攒在地上。
And the people in the world accumulate their wealth on the earth.
今天当然不一定是这个把金银埋在地里面了啊，也可能是摆在银行里面。
And today you don't bury your money in the sand, but you put it in the bank.
也可能是摆在什么这个投资那个投资里面。
Or maybe in different kinds of investment.
但是呢，神说，这些积攒财宝在地上啊，它都有虫子咬，然后呢，也有贼来偷。
And then the Bible says that the treasure on the earth will be eaten by gnats or by stolen by thieves.
啊，那尤其是今天，那个时候是金银，那是实打实的钱。
At that time it was real gold and real silver.
尤其是今天这个时代，它就是一个 number.
But now today is different.
即使没有虫子咬，没有贼来偷，它会怎么样啊？
And even though there is no net or no thieves,
它就 depreciate, 对不对？
Today we have depreciation.
慢慢它就不值钱了。
And then the money doesn't work anymore.
我还记得我小的时候，三分钱买一根冰棍。
And then when I was young, the 3 cents you can get an ice bar.
啊，非常好吃啊。
It's very tasty.
啊，而且这个不是每一天都有这种待遇的。
And I don't enjoy such a blessing each day.
今天我就说这是国内啊，就是人民币啊，在国内，买一根棒冰多少钱？三块钱吧，至少吧，我想。
Today in China you have to use 300 cents.
涨100倍啊。
And then 100 times.
钱都不值钱了。
And then the money doesn't work anymore.
所以当我们积攒财宝在地上的时候。
And so when we accumulate treasure on earth.
有时候你会赢，有时候你会亏。
And many times you rip and many times you lose.
它是一个暂时的，它是一个波动的，它是不能存到永远的。
It is a temporary treasure.
那主说你的财宝若是积攒在天上。
But the Lord said if you accumulate your treasure in heaven.
表明你的心也是在天上的，心也是在永恒的。
And then it says your heart is in heaven.
你有没有一个永恒的眼光？
Do you have a heavenly perspective?
让我们的仁义也存到永远。
So that our fruits of righteousness will last forever.
好了，那么讲到各样的善事的时候，其中特别有一样的善事，就是供给圣徒。
And then the next blessing is the blessing of supplying to all saints.
啊，保罗说，你们办这供给的事呢，不但补圣徒的缺乏，而且叫许多人越发的感谢。
Paul said, you're not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also is abounding through many thanksgiving to God.
这个善事是帮助远方耶路撒冷教会那些圣徒。
The thanksgiving said that actually is to help believers that are in far lands.
我们能够供给圣徒，跟刚才讲的是相关的。我自己是领受祝福。
And then you know that when you give to the church, yourself will be blessed.
和世界的眼光看又不一样了。
But in the worldly perspective, it's different.
世界眼光看，我捐钱给你，我施舍给你，那是我祝福你呀。
If I give money to you, I actually bless you.
那我这受亏损了，然后让你得祝福。
I gave us something so that you can be blessed.
是这样去理解吧？从世界角度看是这样理解。
The worldly perspective.
那从属灵的角度看，当我给出去的时候，我在得祝福。
But in a spiritual perspective, when I give you something, you bless me.
这个事情怎么去看啊？
How can you see that such a perspective?
其实很简单。
This is very simple.
因为主自己这样说的。
Because Jesus said that himself.
使徒保罗说我们要纪念主耶稣的话。
Paul said we should remember what the Lord Jesus said.
他说施比受更为有福。
It is more blessed to give than to receive.
给的人比那个受的人是更有福的。
The people who give is more blessed than the people who receive.
弟兄姊妹，你是愿意做一个给的人，还是愿意做一个受的人？
Are you willing to be the giver than the receiver?
有人常常打这么一个比方。
And somebody give an example.
啊，比如说，如果我们得了什么样的重病啊，在医院里面躺在病床上，什么都不能动，然后插着管子。
And when you are so sick, you are all using the tubes in the hospital.
这时候的状态是一种完全领受的状态，对不对？
This situation is total receiver.
我们什么都做不了啊，我们的甚至连自主呼吸都不行啊，可能要这个用机器打进来，然后吃饭也不行，要别人都这个给我们喂进来。
You can't do anything. You can't eat. You can't breathe. Everything you receive, even the air.
那旁边呢，有一位他的家人在这里来伺候他，照顾他。
And there was the member of your family that are helping you and taking care of you.
胳膊脚都是全的。
And then, he has everything to help you.
可以能够自由的活动来伺候他照顾他。
And he can go around and then he can take care of you.
好，你是愿意做那个受的人还是愿意做那个给的人？
Who are you want to be? The person who give or the person who want to receive?
哪一个人是更有福的？
Who is more blessed?
这个问题很显然吧。
It's very simple to answer.
施比受更为有福。
The person who is giving is more blessed than the person who is receiving.
主啊，你给了我这么多。
God, you have given so much.
让我能够甘心乐意的去帮助别人。
Let me willing to give other, give to other people.
这真的是我的祝福啊。
This is my blessing.
第八点。
The eighth.
灵命成长的祝福。
Blessing of spiritual work of growth.
所以今天我们所讲的弟兄姊妹可能注意到了，不是单单只是讲啊，我神要给我们钱，不是，神是在改变我们的一个眼光。
And not only we are giving, it's also a way for us to grow in spiritual life.
让我们的灵命能够成长。
So that we can mature in our spiritual life.
我们在很多的方面，当我们忠心去做的时候，灵命会不断成长。
And many times we're willing to give, we can grow spiritually.
我们今年一年很多弟兄姊妹参与这个一年读经计划，把整本圣经读一遍。
And many of us participate in the biblical reading in one year.
哎呀，每天要拿出一段时间来去这个读圣经啊，苦不苦？
And maybe it's hard to read the Bible every day.
哎，我问一问啊，有参与这个一年读经计划的弟兄姊妹，每天读经苦不苦？
Is it really hard to read the Bible every day?
不苦，感谢主。
Yeah, it's not hard at all.
这是灵命成长的祝福。
This is a spiritual growth effort.
每天来祷告亲近神，烦不烦？
It is very troublesome to read the Bible every day.
每天来祷告烦不烦？
Is it very troublesome to pray every day?
浪费我这么多时间来祷告。
It's wasteful of my time.
哎呀，做子女的跟自己爸爸妈妈去讲话烦不烦啊？
Is it very troublesome to talk to your parents every day?
这个反叛的孩子，不懂事的孩子，心里说烦也不敢说。
Yes.
但是我们真正去爱父母的，讲不完的话嘛。
If you are a child who loves your parents, you have endless things to say to your parents.
好，去传福音。
To preach the gospel.
累不累？
Is it very hard?
我问我们三福的弟兄姊妹。
And people were in the evangelism workshop.
我工作已经很忙了，生活里很多的事情，哎呀，还要去跟人家传福音，有时候还被别人骂。
I'm so busy in my work, I still have to help people to preach the gospel. Is it very difficult?
传福音你心里累不累啊？
Are you very tired when you preach the gospel?
还是看到人接受了福音，看到人听到了福音，满怀着喜悦。
But actually, you have the joy of seeing people receiving the gospel.
昨天下午我们在这里有追思礼拜。
Yesterday we have a memorial service here.
凯瑞堂一位老姐妹，刚信主不久的老姐妹啊，然后这个癌症回天家。
There was a new older lady who became a believer not too long ago, but she passes because of cancer.
那感谢神，我们全教会不单是凯瑞堂弟兄姊妹，也包括我们德恩堂的弟兄姊妹一起来支持，来帮助操办。整个的这个过程。
We thank God not only the people from Cary but also from Durham are helpful.In putting together this memorial service.
在这四礼拜我信息的时候，每次我都传福音的。
And every time in the memorial service, I preach the gospel.
然后结束的时候，是去夫人的这位老伯父啊，他就很伤心，就哭。
This old man who lost his wife and he cried.
他还没有信主。
He is not a believer yet.
我们就在 Fellowship Hall 这里来一起吃点心的时候。
And then after the memorial service, we just have a refreshment.
那么我们有那个其他的热心传福音的姐妹就继续跟这位老伯父来讲。
And then we have brothers and sisters who are willing to preach gospel and witness to her, to him.
老伯父愿意信主。
And then this old man became a Christian.
但他们把我叫过去，我们一起在这位老人家来做觉知的祷告。
And then we pray together for him to receive Christ together.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？他祷告完了，一抬脸。满脸的笑容啊。
And then after he received Christ, he smiled.
哎，我永远也忘不了这样的一个笑容。
I never forget such a smile.
因为在前面几分钟他还在那里哭。
Because a few minutes ago, he was crying.
我们不管是读经、祷告、传福音，让我们自己都得到许许多多的祝福。
So not only when you read the Bible, you pray, you evangelize, you act blessed.
金钱奉献也是同样。
Same thing is true for your giving.
在我们在金钱奉献上忠心忠于主的时候，
When you are faithful in your giving,
我们表明我们是承认基督顺服他的福音。
You demonstrate you are willing to listen to the gospel of Christ.
看到我们的灵命在长进。
And you know that you are growing spiritually.
弟兄姊妹，我每次在做金钱奉献的时候，我一点不是哭丧着脸，我说感谢神的，我又能奉献。
And every time when I give myself, I'm not really painfully giving, but I'm happily giving.
第九点，团契，代祷的祝福。
And then the ninth blessing is the fellowship blessing.
保罗说，当远方教会的弟兄姊妹看到你们这样的来帮助他们，他们就怎么样？切切想念你们，为你们祈祷，表明我们在主里面这个团契是真实的。
And when people see that in a faraway land, see how happy you're giving, they pray for you, they have fellowship for you.
好，下面我们快一点，第十点，最后一点叫荣耀归主的祝福。
The last one, blessing of glory to God.
整整一段从第十一节到十五节，您看到多少次感谢归于神，越发感谢，也是感谢神，荣耀归于神，感谢神。
11 to 15, thanks be unto God, thanks be unto God, thanksgiving to be unto God.
我们在做奉献的时候，
so when we are giving,
是在做一件荣耀主的事情。
And then something we are willing to praise God for.
我们奉主的名去做，不是让别人去感谢我。
We are giving in the name of the Lord, we don't want to get the praises for God.
而是让人知道我们的主是多么的好。
We want to let people know how great and how good is our God.
好，我们来总结一下。
And then let's summarize.
这十个方面的祝福。
The ten blessings of giving.
我们就不再一个一个念
了。And we don't have to read them individually.
弟兄姊妹可以再看一遍。
And then you want to read that once more.
那最后我想分享，就是我们马上就要推动，已经开始推动的7808建堂一期的工程。
So finally, we want to talk about a 7808 project.
回想在2020年底。
And we know that the end of the year 2000.
还是在疫情当中。
And it's at the end of 2020, it's the end of the pandemic.
那时候我们的凯瑞职堂开始了，已经开始一段时间，不久。
And the Carey Church was just beginning the building project.
我们差派出去一些的家庭去职堂。
And then we sent out a few families over there to plant a church.
然后也需要找一个地方来作为永久聚会的场所。
We want to find a permanent site for a gathering.
就看到7808这个地方。
And we found this place 7808.
虽然有的人觉得这个地方不好，那个地方不好等等。
And many people said that this is not a ideal place.
但是现在回过头去看，真是感谢主啊，当时能够那么便宜的把这个地方买下来。
But now in retrospect, we know this is a great deal.
现在不但是贵得多，而且你想去买，你都不一定找得到了，因为地方地。
Now, not only the price is inflated, but also we can't find a better place.
那个地方的地就一片一片的全都被开发出来了，已经没有了。
And then the land around that area is no longer available.
弟兄姊妹也记得当时疫情当中那么困难。
And you know the pandemic was a difficult situation.
我们一个教会两个堂的弟兄姊妹一起来奉献。
And we have both congregation and we both give.
表明我们是一个教会。
You know that we're same church.
我们现金把它买了下来。
And then we pay all in cash.
那现在我们的凯瑞职堂在7808，现在要开始能够来使用那个地方，需要有一些的改建的工作，需要有停车场，需要接上下水等等等等。
And then 7808, now we are ready to complete the project to.Furnish it to make sure that we can have the facility for gathering.
我们也在全教会鼓励我们两个堂弟兄姊妹一起来为此奉献。
We want to encourage both congregations to help in the offering.
我不知道，可能，我只是说可能啊。如果有的人想说，哎呀，七八零八离我们很远啊。
And many people said to hear 7808 is far away from us.
我们德恩堂这边已经有地方了。
We already have our own gathering place.
弟兄姊妹们啊
，Brothers and sisters.
7808离我们是有点远。
7808 may be a little bit far.
开车30多分钟。
It'll be over half an hour to drive.
不过耶路撒冷离哥林多更远。
And Jerusalem is actually more far away than from Corinth.
使徒保罗说。
And the Apostle Paul says.
你们甘心乐意的摆上。
And whoever gives cheerfully.
我知道在有的教会。
And then we know many churches.
当他们看到这个年轻人的事工非常的重要，下一代的事工非常重要。
And then we know that the youth ministry is very important.
那么他们就看到说我们需要建青少年的活动中心，给他们有运动的场地等等。
We want to build a gymnasium for the kids.
教会里面，我知道有的教会真的就是这样的。
And many churches are doing that.
很多热心摆上的弟兄姊妹。
And many people who are supportive of this project.
多多奉献的弟兄姊妹。
And many people who give.
是那些已经空巢自己孩子都离开家的弟兄姊妹。
And many people who already have empty nested, they still give.
甚至是已经都年迈年长的弟兄姊妹。
Even retired people are giving.
他们不会说，哎呀，我这是已经没有孩子了，所以我就不需要去奉献你们去做这件事情。
There is something to do with youthful people. I don't want to give anymore.
实际上我们在2020年7808买堂的时候
And actually during the time 2020 when we bought the 7808 property
感谢神我们德恩堂的弟兄姊妹包括我们一些的长辈他们奉献的非常多忠心的摆上
And we know that many of the folks in this church including the older folks give generously
他们没有说哎，反正就离我们很远我们这个跟我们无关我就不去奉献。
And many people said it's too far away, it is not concerning us.
那这不是神的眼光。
This is not the perspective of God.
大家看到我们这个 nursery, 这个育婴室装修的这么的好。
We know the nursery, we just remodified.
是我们中间两位的也是年长的弟兄姊妹我们的景农弟兄胡兰姐妹。
And it's the effort of brother and sister Hunan and Jinglong.
他们自己的孩子都已经好大了。
They have grown kids.
都已经自己都是就是成年了。
The kids already grown.
但是你知道，就装修这个 nursery， 这是育婴室，给年轻妈妈给 baby 的，他们花上了好多的时间。
And they use a lot of their own effort to remodel the nursery.
在教会的一个大家庭里面。
This is a great family of the church.
是不分彼此的
and that is not theirs or ours.
因为我们是一家人
because we are all in the same family.
因为我们也知道我们这样甘心乐意的摆上我们能够领受许许多多的祝福
and then those who willingly give will be blessed.
我们来一起思考
let's think about that together.
为什么说我们多多奉献是祝福
why is it that to give more willingly is a blessing?
我也请弟兄姊妹在主面前祷告除了神啊你加添我乐意的心我们在祷告神啊你要通过我为你的事工摆上多少
So please pray in front of God that how much you want to give on behalf of God
因为说到底不是我们在给
It's not that you to give
而是神通过我们在给
It's that God giving through you
那在这里呢我要分享因为每一次当教会买堂建堂的时候啊，我作为牧者都会和弟兄姊妹分享
and then I need to share this with you every time when we talk about building
当年在纽约上周我服侍原来的教会我们买教堂的时候我就听到一位美国的退休的老牧者他说做牧师的首先要奉献
and then the older American pastor in Rochester told me if you talk about buildingThe own pastor has to give us an example first.
而且你奉献多少，你要让全会众知道。
And whatever you give, you have to let the whole congregation know.
让鼓励弟兄姊妹一起来奉献。
To encourage you to do so.
这是有圣经根据的。
This is a biblical example.
因为圣经当中，大卫虽然他自己不能为神建殿，但是他为神的殿预备了多少，摆上了多少，他就先讲出来。
And then David was not able to build God's temple, but he told everybody what he had given.
然后所有的国民大家一起受感动就一起忠心的摆上
And then all the Israelites follow this example.
所以当时老牧师的这个提醒我记得非常的深
So I remember this reminder all the time
当年我们在 Rochester 买教堂
When we bought the church in Rochester
我和师母我们祷告要摆上也告诉弟兄姊妹
And then I told them what I give
2020年年底那个时候我们买7808
2020 when we bought 7808
我和师母在主面前祷告祷告以后我们也虽然那时候刚搬来这里不久然后又是自己也刚这个安定在这边然后孩子要上学但是感谢神我们能够摆上$10,000
And when we were there just we came just beginning of 2020 we were just not really settled yet we still offer $10,000
那我们也告诉弟兄姊妹
We told everybody too.
那这一次我和师母也是在主面前祷告
then,
为着7808这个建堂一期的工程我们摆上多少
And then we also told them how much we are giving now in this project
那这次我们祷告以后呢有点惭愧
And then we are ashamed a little bit.
倒不是说因为我们三个孩子我们都要交学费。
We know we have three college kids.
也感谢神了，他们也都有不少的这个奖学金收入，完全都靠自己交学费的，我们根本交不起。
We thank God they have scholarship, we don't have to pay a lot.
但是毕竟三个孩子都还是有学费要交。
But we know we still have to take care of their expenses.
但也不是主要，不是这个原因。
But it's not because of this reason.
我们呢这一次为7808的建堂，我们只能够摆上$5,000。
And then we're willing to give $5,000 for the 7808 project.
但是我也要和弟兄们做一个解释。
But I have to explain that to you.
这里必须要做这个解释，没有任何其他的意思。
There's no other reason for doing that.
为什么这次我们只任献$5,000呢？
Why did I only give $5,000?
因为在去年年底教会做今年的这个预算的时候。
And because the budget that was allocated for this year and at the end of 2023,
我就跟全教会的执事们跟他们很严肃地讲。
I told all the deacons of the church,
我说今年教会牧师的谢礼金就给我主任牧师的谢礼金必须往下减。
And you should decrease my salary this year.
我们的执事们他们很不乐意。
And the deacons were not willing.
我理解他们。
I understood that.
谢谢众位执事们，实在是我在逼迫他们。
And in fact, I was persecuting them.
我逼着他们不得不减了10,000+。
They actually decreased my salary by 10,000 or more.
因为我知道今年教会我们有建堂。
You know that our church has a big project this year.
我们有聘牧。
And we have to hire a new pastor.
教会有很大经济上的需要。
We have a big need this year.
所以我就逼着他们必须减。
So we ask them to decrease my salary.
所以弟兄姊妹，就不要误解说，哎呀，这次牧师为建堂只摆5,000。
So you should understand why I only give 5,000.
我们是按照自己的力量，也尽力过自己的力量。
I only give according to what I can give.
那我分享这个见证，也请弟兄姊妹不要去逼迫我们的执事们。
So don't persecute our deacons.
这是我在强调，是我要求的。
It is for me personally.
传道人在讲金钱奉献不是跟大家要钱。
This is to demonstrate that I preach about tithing is not because I want your money.
我做传道的工作也不是为了所谓的赚钱。
And I get this job not because I want to make money.
如果为了赚钱我不做这个工作。
If I want to make money, I don't want to be a preacher.
所以在我们教会我们也不说所谓什么工资薪水。当然你这样说也无所谓，但是我们强调这叫谢礼金。
So we don't want to talk about salary, in fact, an offering to me.
只要是神呼召我来服侍。
And as long as God calls me here.
教会给一分钱不给我，照样服侍。
If you don't pay me a cent, I'm still here.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
愿我们都在金钱上有一个不同的眼光。
Let us have a different perspective on money.
来多多的摆上。
And to give more to the church.
来领受这么多的祝福。
And because you will be blessed.
荣耀我们的主。
And to glorify God.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父恩典的主，我们感谢你。
Our Lord, we thank you.
你是万福的源头。
You are the fountain of all blessing.
您赐给我们无尽的恩典。
You have given us endless grace.
您更教导我们要跟随你的脚踪而行。
And you also teach us to follow your path.
主，我们知道施比受更为有福。
And Lord, we know that it's more blessed to give than to receive.
我们为我们 CCMC 大家庭弟兄姊妹忠心的服侍献上感恩。
We want to give thanks from the faithful offering and service of the CCMC family.
求神悦纳。
And please accept it.
求神赐福。
And please bless it.
也求神大大的祝福我们教会拓展神的国度。
And also bless our ministry of planting churches.
我们的7808支堂建堂的工作。
And particularly the 7808 building project.
我们相信主必引领。
And we know that the Lord has his own way of guiding us.
主必赐福。
And the Lord will bless.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Christ's name we pray, Amen.
Amen. Amen.
请大家站立，我们一起唱，这个牺牲的。